Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody, and happy Monday. It's Deb, and I'm reading Jonathan Duncan's devotional today called Peace. These last few weeks, we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit in the context of the church, prophecy, tongues, etc. But we know He interacts with us individually, too. This week of devotionals, we're looking at the roles the Holy Spirit plays in our individual lives. Peace is a very interesting thing because we only recognize it when it's thrown in contrast with stress, worry, or fear. This world offers plenty of trouble of near infinite variety, so we get plenty of chances to see peace do its awesome work. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14:26-27. Peace is the deep conviction that things are as they ought to be, and the Father is perfectly in control despite whatever mess we're in. This kind of conviction is a function of the faith authored and perfected by the Spirit within us. Peace is no respecter of circumstance, and it's the ultimate bane of fear. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. When we interact with the Father in earnest conversation, our fears are traded for peace. Our faith is stoked as a fire before our Father, and confidence and a deep joy is the glorious result. Peace protects us. It safeguards our well-being in every way, except the physical. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Peace undermines the power and the all-consumingness of our here-and-now problems and gives us a stillness to weather whatever life has in store for us. As Christians, we are spectacularly equipped to live any sort of life. Peace is given freely. We simply have to take it and then go back for more. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.